With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Grand Central Terminal in New York City is temporarily closed, shut down by anti-Israel protesters. Some were shown on social media tonight trying to kick down doors to get inside. It's the same group holding protest across Manhattan tonight. The mayor of New York is confirming the FBI seized items from him as part of a campaign fundraising investigation.
An attorney for Eric Adams says the FBI approached the mayor after an event earlier this week and immediately complied with the request to turn over electronics, phones, and an iPad. Boyd Johnson says Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. The focus of the investigation hasn't been publicly disclosed by prosecutors, but a search warrant obtained by the New York Times indicated authorities are examining whether the Adams campaign conspired with the Turkish government to receive donations from foreign sources funneled through straw donors. Meeting with reporters a few days ago, the mayor said he was confident everyone working for him was following the law. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, the futuristic B-21 Raider warplane has taken its first flight, moving it closer to becoming the nation's next nuclear weapons stealth bomber.
The Raider flew out of Palmdale, California, where it has been under testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to build 100 of the warplanes, which have a flying wing shape, much like their predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. But the Raider will incorporate advanced materials, propulsion, and stealth technology to make it more survivable in a future conflict.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The plane is planned to be produced with variants, with and without pilots. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing his first big test as he tries to win Republican support for a short-term funding plan to avert a government shutdown. This is SRN News. There's a new poll out that asks Americans why they switch churches. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that doctrine and the quality of the pastor are the top reasons that people leave one congregation for another. Other key factors include the authenticity of church members, worship style, and how a congregation cares for its community. The Lifeway survey also finds that most people who switch churches spend months not going to worship at all before they find a new home. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican moves a step closer to embracing transgenderism. Pope Francis signed a statement saying that he believes it is permissible under certain circumstances for these people to be baptized as Catholics and serve as godparents. The document says people living as the opposite sex can receive baptism under the same conditions as other Catholics. This is SRN News. Two Florida sheriff's deputies remain hospitalized after undergoing surgery for injuries they suffered when a man intentionally plowed into them with his car.
Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says both deputies have a long road to recovery after severe leg injuries in a violent attack. He released a video of the encounter. That's a suspect whose own mother said was acting irrationally, ramming his car at full speed into responding deputies Carlos Brito and Manny Santos. Crushed by the front end of the car into a police cruiser, one of them on the ground screaming in pain as other officers try to get the suspect into custody. 28-year-old Ralph Boozy's charged with attempted murder of law enforcement. Authorities say he has a history of mental illness and violence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
European companies canceled plans to build blades for offshore wind turbines in coastal Virginia. More details at SRNnews.com.